Hello and welcome. Please come in. As this will be one of our last times together, at least for a while, I have a bottle of wine ready to celebrate your success. I thought that in this session we might go over what we have done and clear up any points I may have missed and any queries you may have. Then I want to tackle the question of initiation and contacts. When we have done that, I'm going to introduce you, via some high-level pathworkings, to three teachers from the ancient world. You should be able to contact them yourself after this, and in time, if they decide you are a worthy student, they may begin to teach you and contact you themselves. In session two, I asked you what kind of magician you wanted to be. And when you returned, in session three, you said you wanted to be the best you could be, and that you hoped one day to be a teacher. To be the best is a high goal to set for yourself, and it will mean a lot of hard work. But now, as we come close to the ending of these sessions, I would say, from my observation of you and my opinion of your work, that it is a goal that is achievable. But you will need every bit of self-discipline you have to do it. There is still a tendency to inertia, and you need to do a lot more work on the Celtic and Egyptian studies. But as long as you keep to the disciplines, you can make it, at least to the first degree. I would suggest that you select just one of your chosen traditions and learn it thoroughly, and then go back to the second one and do the same. I think that trying to cope with two at the same time, as you have been doing, is taking up too much of the time that you should be spending with your family. One of the questions you asked me about was sexual magic. Well, I think you have enough on your plate at the moment, and sexual magic really belongs to a higher level than this one. I don't think that it would be a good idea to add this to an already very full study program. I mentioned dream weaving in one session, but I didn't follow it up with an explanation. So let me do that now. Dream weaving is when you combine two or more pathworkings together to form an ongoing astral scenario. For instance, you might combine the 32nd path and add a side visit to the High Priestess of the Moon to ask her advice on a problem. And then, as you travel towards Yesod, asking the moon goddess Diana for a special dream that might give you some additional knowledge concerning the lunar sphere. When working in the mental plane, you may find it hard to keep yourself at that level. And when working at any level above the astral, you will find it much easier if you don't keep to a human form. Instead, try placing your consciousness into a geometric form. This can be held for a much longer period of time. During our sessions together, you have asked many times about initiation. Now, I was taught that initiation was an outward sign of an inner grace that had already been granted. The word actually means to begin anew, and that is how it affects you. As students move through the lessons, each one creates an effect on the mind and the body. Most of that time it is not noticed. But as such effects accumulate, they gradually begin to make themselves felt. You began to change during the first session. You began to think ahead of what was being taught. Your mind assimilated ideas more quickly, and you made mental connections of increasing complexity without being told to do so. With each session since then, I have seen your confidence increase and your questions grow more astute. By the time we had reached the fourth session, it was apparent that should you continue with this subject, you would in time be a suitable subject for initiation.